Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I want to thank you for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Man, I hope you've had a great week. It has been a busy week. I feel like this is one of those weeks where I can say it's been a good month this week. It has just gone on and on, and I bet you can appreciate that. So today, I wanted to talk about five life-changing, life-altering secrets and how they relate to us in the kingdom of God. You know, I've noticed just based on like Nielsen ratings and television, how much we love to solve a good crime on TV. We love a good mystery, and I think we love one even more so that reveals a paradox. Now, maybe this concept of a paradox is unique to you, but I bet you figure it out as we go on through our podcast today. Maybe it's because maybe we love a good paradoxical mystery because we're made in the image of God. We are image bearers of the Most High God, and He loves it as well. Now, I'm not sure why that's so. I'm not sure why that happens, but it's everywhere inside the Scriptures, beginning with the Old Testament that tells us what we can't do, followed by the New Testament that dispenses with rules and introduces us to grace. Have you thought on the paradoxes of the faith? Are there life-changing paradoxes of your faith system, of what you believe? Here's a few conversations that you might want to have, maybe with friends, with family, that are five conversations that give us the paradoxical secrets to having an extraordinary role in the kingdom of God. You ready? Good. Here we go. Number one, you were made to be dangerous and have to fight against comfort. Now, think about that. That makes no sense, does it? Because for many of us, we look at faith and our faith system, specifically Christianity, and think, no, the goal is to be comfortable. Well, everything in us wants to be comfortable, but there's nothing comfortable about faith in Christ. We were made to fight against things that are evil. We are made to be a threat to the forces of injustice in our world. We have access to the very power of God, our Creator, as we put comfort at risk. There's a verse where the Lord God declares, "You are my hammer." I've always thought if I could be one of those wrestlers, I would want to be called the hammer. I mean, think about that. Can you imagine? You walk into a room and somebody says, "Hey, I'm Chuck." And the other guy says, "I'm the hammer." Come on, that's great, isn't it? Now think about it though. Jeremiah 51:20 is where you find this thought. It says, and it says it kind of poetically, strangely enough. It says that we're dangerous weapons in God's hands. Listen to what it says. "You are my hammer and weapon of war. With you, I break nations in pieces. With you, I destroy kingdoms." You know what? That sounds like the guy I want to get in the foxhole with. Number two, you have to leave on a journey to find your true being. You have to find a journey that you can be on before you find your true self. And that includes some failures, and it includes some true just wipeouts. I've had some times in my life where it's like, I don't know if I can rebound from that one, Lord. But listen to me, folks. People with the best of intentions can keep friends and family members from discovering their deeper perspective and their deeper identity in the kingdom of God. Not intentionally, but one reason is this. Listen to what the scripture says in Luke chapter 4, verse 24. "No prophet is welcome in his hometown." It's kind of like if you're from 50 miles out and you carry a really good briefcase, you must be a wizard. You think about it, we often have to leave the comfort of home and get out on our journey to figure out what that means. Now, sometimes that's like, okay, just into apartment and not with mom and dad. Sometimes that is a brand new business. It varies greatly on each other, but behind all of these tests that come our way needs to be an understanding of who God made you to be. Number three, you have to be broken to discover how strong you are. Strength and weakness is one of the great themes of the scriptures. God delights in showing up in the 11th hour and being a right on time God. His strength is actually perfected in our weakness. If you'd like to read more about that, take a look at Paul's writings in 2 Corinthians 12:9. The passage to define power leads us through brokenness. Number four, the world will hate you, but that's okay. When Jesus sent his disciples out on a journey, he didn't make it easy for them. And it's still not easy today. He sent them with a warning in Matthew chapter 10 of how hard it was going to be for them. And while he didn't make it easy, he did say three times, "Do not be afraid." Our journeys into the places in life that leave us completely out of our comfort zone might also leave us in a lonely place, but Jesus goes with us in that space. And then finally, number five, you can hear God speak in the silence, friend. The really great news is that the divine is not hiding in mystery. He is a relational God and wants to be known. He wants to know you so much that you can't help but want to know him. If we'll just quiet ourselves and wait on his instruction, I will promise you he will show up and speak to us in whispers that touch our soul. Jesus tells us that his sheep hear his voice. The world's noise cannot get in the way. And if we hunger for God, we will find his voice in the quiet places. My friend, go have a great weekend, and I hope I see you at Sugar Hill Church or online with us this weekend. Our live services are at 9:30 or 11. They're broadcast live on Facebook and also at live.sugarhill.church. God bless you. Bye now.